Time for another edition of Spotlight on Your Business. As today we turn the spotlight down to 146 South, where you always get a great deal and a great deal more. West Finch Auto Plaza, Jeff Finch joining us. What's your official title down there? Chief Cook,
Good morning, Tim. My official title. Technically, I'm the president of West Finch Auto Plaza.
Are you? Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. But I didn't vote for you.
That means I sweep the floors and mop the floors when the slush comes in, and make sure the garbage isn't overflowing, and that people aren't dumping unnecessary thing in our dumpsters and stuff like that.
Okay, so you got the important jobs.
Yeah.
West Finch Auto Plaza, how was 2016 for you guys?
2016 was very good.
Good.
We sold more new cars. We sold more used cars. We serviced more customers' automobiles than we did in 2015. And we're just kind of rolling right along.
Okay, and 2017 looking like it's going to be good?
Yes.
Got some new models coming out for 2017.
We do. Actually, in 2017, late 2017, we had a brand new Chevrolet Cruze and a brand new Buick Envision, which is a crossover vehicle. And with Chrysler, we had the new Chrysler Pacifica, which replaced the Town and Country and the Dodge Grand Caravan. And a wonderful vehicle. All three of those. They are, they're tighter, they're quieter, they're more economical, and they have more amenities and technology than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah, but you can't just pop the hood and look at there and do a little shade tree mechanic anymore, can you?
No, you can't. You can't.
You have to have a degree in engineering and rocket science, I think, anymore.
That's right. When the weather was real icy, we had some cancellations in the service department the last couple of days, and we have technicians that when they're down and they don't have stuff to work on, they're taking coursework to get updated on all of the, which is necessary and required if you want to perform work on these new models.
That's right. You've got certified technicians down there.
That's right.
And that's a constant educational, because things change. As everything changes, every time there's a new development, they have to know about it in order to fix it.
Yeah, I would guess that every factory certified technician probably takes 30 hour-long courses a year to stay updated on everything.
Wow. Just amazing. Yeah, it's computers. It's crazy.
And for 2018, we have a brand new, all new Chevrolet Equinox and an all new Chevrolet Traverse. And then the Chevrolet Silverado has a new redesigned, more powerful Duramax turbo diesel engine, which has 910 pounds foot of torque. Which means at only 1,600 RPM, okay, we're getting a little technical here, but basically that thing will pull your foundation off your house if you want to do that.
Nice.
That's how powerful it is.
Can I borrow one? Because I got a tree stump out back I need to get.
Sure.
Yeah. If I can find a chain strong enough.
We'll do a demo.
Now, before people think that you're being future boy, explain 2018 model. I mean, we're just barely starting 2017. You're talking 2018.
Yes, typically when your manufacturer brings out a new redesigned model, it comes out in mid-year. Well, the model year for 2017 started October 1, the last quarter of 17. Mm-hmm. So we're in the second quarter of the 17 model year now, and then April 1 is midway through that. So, you know, the Equinox and the Traverse and the new engine in the Silverado, you know, those will be springtime introductions.
Wow. Pretty exciting.
And then one more that I forgot about almost was the new Jeep Grand Wagoneer. Do you remember the old name Grand Wagoneer?
Oh, I used to love that. That was like the longer version.
The big one.
The big one, yeah.
Yes. It will go up against the Chevy Tahoe and the GMC Yukon. It's a full-size, you know, 8-passenger, and we're real excited. Jeep gained a lot of market share in the last year and a half, and the Grand Wagoneer is just another addition to that lineup.
I got to tell you, the Jeep line, I drove a Jeep Liberty once, and I enjoyed the heck out of that. That was a great ride. And I'm just on highway driving, and it had room. I had headroom for the first time in a long time in a car,
yep.
and legroom, and I enjoyed the heck out of that. So yeah, Jeeps.
They wrote the book. They wrote the book on SUVs. They had the first SUV. You know, this was the Jeep Wrangler. We had a lot of 75th anniversary Jeeps this year because the original Jeep was brought out in the big one, mm-hmm. World War II, 1941 and two. And it's the 75th anniversary of the Jeep model.
Wow. So. You know what Jeep stands for, don't you? General Purpose.
Is that right? Okay.
That's right. And yeah, Jeep, okay. GP and Jeep, they came with the Jeep. So, yeah there you go.
Yeah.
We've talked about service. You've got a great service department down there. Mm-hmm. We've talked new vehicles that are coming out, new lines. But you also have a great line of used vehicles, pre-owned vehicles at West Bench Auto Plaza.
Yes. Yes, we stock, approximately, we try to keep about 100 pre-owned in our inventory at all times, 100 units, and we sell, give or take, the last quarter of this year, 60, 65 of those pre-owned. So we're turning our inventory over about every 6-7 weeks or so. And we study our lesson fervently to make sure that it is priced on the money. And, you know, we're kind of right between Des Moines and Iowa City on the interstate, and we sell... We sell a lot of cars out of town in today's day and age with people. People shop. Used to be people shop 4 or 5 dealerships before they bought a car. Okay, well, now they're shopping 1.5 dealerships because they're doing all their shopping online. And when people come in to buy now, they're pretty much dialed in on the one vehicle that they want to look at and consider buying. So,
is that a good thing for you, bad thing for you?
I'd say it was good. Okay. They're more, the buyer's more educated. They know it's a good price. They know it's the miles. They know it's the color. So it shortens up the process in that regard.
And I was going to say that probably makes it a lot easier. There's no surprises on either side. So that's always good about that.
And then I'd be remiss. Okay, one of the huge advantages we have, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about warranty forever.
I was going to bring that up because that is like that's crazy. I still can't wrap my head around how that works.
Every new vehicle and every pre-owned vehicle under 100,000 miles, we include warranty forever in the price of the car, okay? Warranty forever is a 100% parts and labor, zero deductible powertrain warranty for as long as you own the automobile. You can buy a 90,000-mile vehicle and have warranty on the engine and transmission and drive axle for as long as you own it, and your only obligation is to perform the factory-recommended maintenance, okay, which really that's at most 2 oil changes a year, and every couple of years you're buying an engine air filter, and then when you hit 100 or 150,000 miles, you're buying spark plugs and flushing the coolant and servicing the transmission, but not near as much maintenance as there used to be. But that's really, really an advantage for buying at West Finch Auto Plaza. It's peace of mind.
It is.
Is what it is.
I don't know how you make any money on that. Honestly, I mean, when you stop and think about that, the potential cost to you for providing this is just like it's crazy. Well, but you don't see that reflect. I know you say it's built into the price of the vehicle, but mm-hmm. it doesn't really reflect that when you look at the sticker on the car.
No, our prices are still right there on the money with everyone else. It's just it's kind of a volume thing. All right,
right?
You got to get enough cars out there and the exposure's there. I was looking at our portfolio the other day. We paid, $60,000 in claims last year for repairs for that warranty. So,
do you ever look in the mirror and say, what was I thinking?
No, if anything, it helps us sell some more cars. It helps us, price them on the money and hold to that price. But probably more than anything, it's helped our customer retention.
I was going to say, because your business is based upon
repeat
business.
That's right. That's right. And the people, they have that warranty forever. They want to keep it in force. So they know that their obligation is to perform the maintenance. And so they're just more cognizant of that when they buy the car.
But they also know they're getting a great deal and
that's
a great
right.
deal more. And so when they're ready for that next vehicle, they know, I've had a great time with these guys. They've gotten a great deal with us. I'm going to come back and do this again. You probably have generational. Because Westminster Auto Plaza has been around for how many years now?
Yeah, we are in our 40th year.
Wow. So that's probably, you're probably starting second, third generational customers.
Yes, I have a daughter and son-in-law that are now employed at the dealership. They are my succession plan.
But not anytime soon, we
No,
hope.
No, no.
No.
No,
right.
no, no.
And you're always, we are, of course, getting short on time, but you guys are such a great community partner, too. You're part of the community. You help out in so many different ways. You've got this little thing where people can come and vote on Facebook.
Facebook contest?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got one coming up in February. It's all the local nonprofits and charitable entities come, and we put their logo on our Facebook page. You go to West Finch Facebook page, you like it. Then you go and you place a vote for, you know, be it Dollars for Scholars or
Grinnell Area Arts
Council.
PALS
or Grinnell Area Arts Council, and you place your vote. And the winner, we contribute $1,000 at the end of the month to the winner of the contest.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, too.
I don't know how you make any money, man.
Yeah. I don't either.
That warranty forever. I just don't know. West Finch Auto Plaza, you have, do you still have multiple websites that confuse
yes.
me?
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Westfinch.com is our primary combined website. We have a General Motors website, which is westfinchauto.com. We have a Chrysler website, which is westfinchautoplaza.net. And you can shop online 24 hours a day at any of those, but my suggestion would be go to westfinch.com.
Westfinch.com. All righty. And you can find out the service hours, contact.
You can set appointments. Yeah. You can do 90% of the purchase process online today.
Where you always get a great deal and a great deal more. West Finch Auto Plaza. Jeff, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Tim.
That's your spotlight on your business for West Finch Auto Plaza. I'm Tim Dill for 1410 KGRN.